So, the first, find out what is in the kingdom that is rightfully yours. Listen to this statement. Find out. That means you have to read, you have to study, you have to meditate. You have to search, you have to dig. And you find out what is in the kingdom that, and you find out what is rightfully yours, and then you do what? Make it your confession. That's mine. That's who I am. That's what I can do. I'm strong in the Lord. I'm the heel. I'm the well. I'm the rich. I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I walk by faith, not by sight. I'm not moved by circumstance. I'm moved by the word, I believe. Hallelujah. Great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm not moved by circumstances. I'm not moved by negative talk. I don't respond to that. I respond to the word. Amen. Amen. So you find out what's rightfully yours and make it your confession. And it will become your possession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Become a person that will meditate in the word of God. And if you ever want to do anything worthwhile in life, I want you to hear this statement. If you ever, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you are a janitor. I don't care if you are a classroom teacher. I don't care if you're a principal. I don't care if you're a carpenter. I don't care if you're an electrician. I don't care if you're a business person. I don't care if you're a father, your mother. I don't care. If you ever want to do anything in life that would be meaningful and worthwhile, become a person that will meditate in the word of God. Meditate. Meditate. All right, let's talk about meditation just a little bit. What is meditation? Let's read what Joshua said, 1:8. You know it. He said, this book of the law, which means word of God, shall not do what? Depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate in it, how long? Day and night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that are written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosper. Who will make thy way prosper? You will, I will. The one that will meditate and observe to do. You will make your way prosperous and you will have what? Good success. Meditation. Meditation, we said mutter, speak. It means to speak to yourself under your breath. Meditation means to keep some word by you. Don't let it get too far from you. If you're watching TV, you need to have your Bible there, a book. During the commercial break, meditate. I'm looking at this word. Amen. You go to the bathroom, you need to have some word by. You're on the throne here. Meditate. What are you doing? You're giving and you're putting the word first place. It is your life. Amen. And if you observe, meditate in this word, observe, keep it before you until that word speak louder than everything else, then you will develop a lifestyle that you act like God. You talk like God. You believe like God. You see things the way he see them. Why? Because his thoughts now have become your thoughts. His way of doing things now has become your way of doing things. You see things things the way he see them. You see the blessing of giving. You see the blessing of walking in love. It won't be a problem for you to give or sow, you know, because so many people, I say so many, too many for sure, haven't got this revelation of how to. You've been delivered. If you're born again, you've been set free. But you allow the spirit of poverty to control you by not doing what the word said. If you want to overcome something, you have to give special attention to it. Amen. Amen. And you stay with it until you learn how to do it. And so you, confession, you need to be saying, I'm not the poor, I'm not the broke. I don't have a spirit of poverty on me. I'm wealthy rich. I dwell in a place where abundance, God has graciously and abundantly supplied me with everything I need. I have the faith and I got graced to operate in this. I received this. I know how to operate in giving and sowing. I know how to do it. I practiced this until I learned. How do a guy become a professional baseball player or a professional basketball player or some other? They just pick up a bat and they start, and the people draft them and say, you're on the team. Don't happen that way. Little old bitty kid, he out there swinging that bat, bouncing that ball. Up and down the street, you see him in the house making noise. Stop that, get that ball out of here, boy. Am I right? What is he doing? He's working on something. Oh, we get this word, meditate. I'm still talking about meditating. We're meditating this word. And then you should set aside a time. I've started doing this. I used to do it on and off. But I do this every day. Every day I get alone. You set aside a time. And here's where I am. Here's what I'm working on. I want to stay there long enough till my thoughts don't color my mind. You know, you'll sit down and get quiet, thoughts just here, coming there, and there. But you need to get quiet, stay there long enough till your thoughts don't color your mind, they just vanish. Then you'd be surprised what you begin to hear. Your spirit will speak so clear. Meditate. Meditation. God has some things. He has some things to tell us, reveal to us. He tells us how to do it. But we must be willing to pay the price.